The American Immigrant Show with Dr. Spurk is a space where immigrant stories become American stories. Challenges become inspiration, and real life experiences fuel hope, opportunity, and transformation. This show isn't just about surviving immigration. It's about thriving, contributing, and redefining what it means to be an American. Welcome to the American Immigrant Show, where we share real stories, practical wisdom, and guidance to help immigrants build stable, successful lives in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Dr. Dennis Burke. Today's guest is Thembi Mlalazi, a business partner specializing in accounting and tax solutions. She combines financial expertise with modern technology to help individuals and businesses save time, reduce stress, and make smarter financial decisions. Beyond her professional work, she is also deeply involved in mentoring young people through their church community.
Yeah.
For many immigrants, the financial system in America feels overwhelming. Taxes, bills, paperwork. It can feel like learning a new language under pressure. Thembi, welcome to the show. Today, you're starting with how people can move from confusion and fear to financial confidence. The topic discussion. The problem facing many in the audience is managing money and tax responsibilities, feeling confused and overwhelmed, and it often feels like everyday mistakes could cost you everything that you have. I have for you today a few questions because our audience is very interested in this topic about taxation and accounting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'd like to know that when you first came to America, did managing money, taxes, and bills feel like trying to read a foreign language? And how did that affect you emotionally?
Absolutely. So even though I had a very strong background in accounting before I came to the US, the system here felt like learning a new language, like a big maze, right? The forms, the tax deadlines, the terminology even, it was all intimidating and overwhelming. I remember in one of my first jobs here, I used to make mistakes in writing the date, the sequential writing of the date, because in the US we start with the month and the day, right? So where I come from, we started with the day and the month. Simple things like that can throw you off. But yeah, that was a phase. And emotionally, that causes a lot of anxiety, right? A lot of anxiety because you worry that one mistake is going to mess up everything for you. And that fear that I had then is also the fear that I see in some of my clients today.
Yeah. Awesome. So what are the biggest financial surprises immigrants face when they don't understand U.S. tax laws?
So I think one of the biggest ones is the fact that the U.S. taxes your worldwide income, right? So that's a big surprise for most immigrants. And the second one is the complexity of the system. In the U.S., we have federal taxes, we have state taxes, and in some instances, we have local taxes. It's a lot. It's a lot. If you're new in the country and you're trying to understand all of that, it can be overwhelming. And then you find there are penalties. If you don't file something, even if you didn't know, right, the penalties are still there. So it's a lot to understand.
So I would say that it creates a tremendous opportunity for a professional like yourself to be of service to other immigrant workers and business owners and the public at large in this case. I have a further question for you.
Right.
How did you personally learn to navigate complex financial systems, and what mistakes taught you the most?
So yeah, you said it. I also learned from mistakes. right? So early on, I made a mistake. My first mistake, I missed a deadline, like the text deadline, right? And this other mistake I made was not recording all the income. Like I said, the US taxes worldwide income. So I did not include other income that I earned outside of the United States. All right. So after I made those mistakes, which obviously cost me lots of penalties and interest, after I made those mistakes, I then made a decision to consult an expert. I went to a small CPA firm and they had to redo my taxes for the previous 2 years, which I had done myself ignorantly and made mistakes. So they redid my tax returns and they filed for me. And concurrently with that, I went on a journey to learn myself, to get to know the lay of the land as far as the US tax is concerned. And then when I finished the learning part, I then worked with people that are experts. So I joined an accounting firm and I did taxes. That helped me get all the confidence that I have. And yeah, the learning continues because you can never say you've arrived.
And this is
So,
so true. Very correct, yes.
there's a saying that I'm thinking of right now that says a clever person learns from their own mistakes, but a wise person learns from other people's mistakes. So I've already made the mistake. There's no reason why our viewers should make the mistakes.
And that's very wise, I must say. What practical steps do you recommend for someone who feels confused and afraid to even open their tax mail?
So that's easy. The first one is just open the mail. Don't ignore it. That's the first advice I would give. Do not ignore it. The second one is open the mail, take a deep breath, and read it slowly. Like, be calm, read the letter. The third step is consult tax experts. Consult your local tax clinic if there is one. But you want to reach out to somebody who understands the tax rules and the laws to help you interpret the letter and tell you what needs to be done, right? And finally, it's important that you as an individual also go on a journey to try and learn a little bit about the tax system. And the first thing I would suggest is that maybe get yourself organized. Create a file for yourself, like a folder. Put all your tax documents in there. Something as simple as that, right? Just be organized. If your documents are electronic, file them in a folder. It will say, okay, tax 2025, all my documents are in there. As you receive documents in the mail, if you have a hard copy file, put all of them in the folder. And the second thing, find out what the tax deadlines are, the ones that impact you. Put them on your phone and your calendar and put reminders for yourself. So simple things like that can really change the game for you.
So, Tembi, I think this is amazing guidance and advice for our audience. However, can you share a story of someone who went from financial fear to confidence because they received the right guidance?
Sure, I am thinking of a client that came to me. They had not filed taxes for more than 5 years because I remember we had to do all 5 years at once. So they hadn't filed, and she was so afraid of the IRS. Just the word IRS, like, just caused a lot of anxiety. And so she kept on avoiding and avoiding the taxes. So, and she also thought that she would owe a lot. So when she came over to me, we sat down and we looked at all the paperwork, we created her reports, we prepared her tax returns. And you know what? The surprising thing is that she wasn't even owing money for some years because she had made losses in her business. And so she, of course, owed penalties, right, for not filing on time, but at least there was no tax liability from that. And once we filed the 5 years, and she saw the tax result, how much she was owing. You could see her face light up. Like the transformation was incredible. And that's why I would suggest that even as an ordinary person, just arm yourself with a little basic knowledge so that you don't have sleepless nights. And if you don't want to do that, work along people like me. That's what we do. We help you sleep better at night. Outsource it to us, we'll take care of everything.
And again, that's amazing, phenomenal advice for the listening audience. I also know that you're a believer in the principle of life about living, loving, and laughing. And it's probably the greatest advice otherwise you might be able to give our audience. We'll be right back. Up next, we talk about why working harder doesn't always mean getting ahead, and how families can break the cycle of financial stress.
Search for Now Media Television on the App Store or Google Play Store. Download our free app and enjoy live streaming of all Now Media TV channels, along with on-demand content, anytime, anywhere. Now Media Television, the first bilingual media network.
Welcome back to the American Immigrant Show. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to the American Immigrant Show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, time you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to the American Immigrant Show. We're continuing our conversation with Thembi Malazi about the emotional and financial weight many immigrant families carry while trying to get ahead. The problem facing many in the audience is they work hard but still feel behind financially, and it often feels like success is slipping through their fingers no matter how much they try. Our audience would love to hear from you, Thembi, in the following manner. They have multiple questions which I would love to ask you on their behalf. Why do so many immigrants feel like they're working nonstop but never getting ahead, even when they're doing the right things?
Right. Thank you for having me back. It's true that many immigrants work incredibly hard, often holding multiple jobs. And yeah, but the challenge is that hard work on its own doesn't guarantee financial progress, not at all. So without understanding the US financial system and how it works, you need to understand the taxes, the credits, savings, investing. If you don't understand all of that, much of the effort that you are putting in can go to waste. And so, for example, you come across somebody who is working multiple jobs and they end up paying a lot in taxes, more than necessary, simply because they don't understand credits. So that's why somebody might feel like they're chasing their own tail. You're holding down multiple jobs, you're working and you're doing things legally, but you still feel like you're living from hand to mouth.
And so, how does constant financial pressure affect families emotionally, relationships at home, and personal well-being?
Financial stress is actually one of the biggest strains on families, right? It can lead to arguments at home, sleepless nights, health issues. You find a situation where parents feel guilty that they're not able to provide enough, and the children can also sense the tension. And over time, that pressure actually erodes confidence. It can erode the hope that the children have, right? And I've seen families where stress about money actually overshadows everything else, and it takes away from the beauty of what a family should be, right? So the best thing is to get in touch with a mentor or an expert and get that financial clarity, because that can be priceless for the family and for your emotional well-being.
And that's absolutely amazing advice. However, what financial habits or mindsets do you believe help people move from getting by to building real stability?
So I'm thinking of two important ones. The first one being budget with intention, like know where your money is going. A lot of us do not have the discipline to budget. We just want to swipe the card as we go along. But it's very important that you know exactly where your hard-earned money is going. And you can do that simply by doing a monthly budget, for example, of all the bills that you need to pay, all the expenses you have, compare those to the income, and see maybe some of the expenses you have can actually wait 2 months, and you don't necessarily have to buy those boots that you really want to buy this month. Maybe you can defer them to 2 or 3 months down the line. So budgeting with intention is a big one for me. And the other one, like I said earlier, learn a little bit about the tax rules. You don't have to get into the complexities of the tax rules. That's what we're here for. But learn the basics, like know when the tax deadline is it. Know what is required from you by your tax person. What documents do they need from you? That's something very simple, but I think it's a powerful step towards financial confidence and financial clarity.
And what's one financial lesson you wish every immigrant learned when they first arrived?
The biggest one for me is that the United States actually rewards planning, not effort, right? So we're going back to our earlier question of working hard on multiple jobs and feeling like you're chasing your tail. But if you do all of that without the planning, you're forever going to be chasing your tail. So you can work hard, but if you don't plan, if you don't plan for taxes, if you don't plan for retirement, if you don't plan for emergencies, you'll always feel left behind. So understanding also how the credit system works here in the United States. I'm not talking about tax credits now. I'm talking about your credit status, right? Your credit, you need to understand a little bit about that, knowing how to file your taxes correctly and how to build savings. It may sound like a very small thing, but a lot of people do not have the discipline to build savings. Back to my example, you don't have to buy the boots this month. Maybe you can buy them 3 months down the line and start building something towards your savings for retirement, or maybe build savings for those boots instead of using your credit card. Those are some of the things that come to my mind that can change actually the trajectory of your financial life. And it's the small steps, because they all add up at the end of the day.
And based on your tremendous experience as an accountant and tax advisor, can you tell us about someone whose life changed dramatically once they understood how money and planning work together?
I'm thinking of a certain lady that I met 2 years ago. She worked two jobs, right? She was holding down two jobs, but she never seemed to get ahead. And she was afraid of looking at her finances. All she wanted to do was just take another shift and take another shift and go to work. But she wasn't watching how she was spending, right? So I sat down with her and we looked at the details of her spending, the income, and the credit cards she had. And that's when we discovered that she was actually overpaying in many different areas. So, first of all, her credit history was not good. It wasn't great. So, that meant whatever money she was borrowing, she was getting a very high rate. She purchased a vehicle. I won't tell you how much interest she was paying, simply because her credit history wasn't great. So we sat down and put a plan in place of how she could clean up her credit history, right? And once she had done that, how she can then improve her chances of getting better financing going forward. We also looked at her spending, and I suggested to her how she could improve her savings by not using a credit card, deferring the desire to buy. I'm a woman, I love shopping too, right? But sometimes you gotta defer that desire to buy and take the money that you were gonna use to buy those boots, put it in a savings account, watch it grow. There's nothing as exciting and as beautiful as watching your savings grow, even by a small amount. And it's not just you watching the savings grow. That is building some discipline in you of you saving every month, right? And within a year, she wasn't surviving at all. She had a little bit of a nest egg built up, and she was able to actually change her vehicle and get a better vehicle at a better rate because her credit history had also improved. So it can be done. It can be done.
And that's extremely sound advice. Now, if the general audience would like to know more about you and the services you provide, Thembi, where can viewers find trustworthy financial guidance so that they can start building stability instead of just surviving?
Absolutely happy to help with all that financial advice, money matters, taxes, preparation, tax planning, tax resolution. If you have issues with the IRS, we can help you with that. So, my firm's website is www.ATACPAs. So the firm name is ATACPAs. So ATACPAS.CPA. Right, that's the website address, atacpas.cpa. Our email address is hello@atacpas.cpa. We are on Instagram also as atacpas. We are on LinkedIn as atacpas. So they can get us anywhere. Reach out, we'll be happy to help.
And what about a phone number?
Sure, can give you a phone number, 571 577 8448. Yes, feel free to call too. Thank you for that.
So, coming up next, we tackle one of the biggest fears immigrants face, making financial or tax mistakes that could hurt their future.
Search for Now Media Television on the App Store or Google Play Store. Download our free app and enjoy live streaming of all Now Media TV channels, along with on-demand content, anytime, anywhere. Now Media Television, the first bilingual media network.
Welcome back to the American Immigrant Show. For many families, fear of making a financial or tax mistake can feel paralyzing. Let's talk about turning that fear into knowledge and protection. The problem facing many in the audience is fear of making financial mistakes, especially with taxes, and it often feels like one wrong step could ruin their future here in America. Therefore, our listening audience and viewing audience would love to ask some questions that are important to them. For instance, why do taxes and financial rules feel so scary to so many immigrants?
Thank you for having me back. So, yeah, the taxes are intimidating because They are complex and they are not familiar, right? And for immigrants, it's not just about the numbers. It's the fear that one mistake could actually jeopardize your future, like just said right now. The tax forms are long, the language is technical, and the consequences all sound so severe, right? So that combination on its own causes anxiety, even for people who are otherwise very capable and hardworking. It can cause a lot of anxiety and a lot of sleepless nights.
And so, how do you help people move past fear and start seeing financial knowledge as a tool, not a threat?
The best way is to remind them that knowledge is power, right? So I focus on my in my firm, I focus more on education, empowering the clients. So because I know that once they understand the rules, even the basics of the rules, they stop being the complexities of the tax environment stops being a threat, and instead the taxpayers start seeing opportunities also. For example, if you learn about credits and deductions, you then realize that these can actually put money in the bank for you, right? So if you do not know that the mileage that you drive can actually be deductible for taxes if you meet the criteria. Let's say you're going on a business trip. You will not get the benefit of that unless you know about it, right? So I empower them to know and then take advantage of those tax strategies. And I also break down things step by step. So instead of the taxpayer seeing everything as a huge tax mountain, they are able to see it in small, manageable steps. I have a taxpayer that just sent an email this morning and said, "Oh, Tembi, I already cried yesterday when I looked at what I need to do for taxes, what I need to give to you for taxes." So I'm talking to them after this show to help alleviate some of that anxiety that they already have. Because confidence grows when people realize that the system actually is sort of on their side, is actually working for them, not against them.
And so, Tembi, in your view, what are some silent mistakes people make but don't realize until later?
One of the big ones is not filing your taxes out of fear, because that is counterproductive. Because you don't file your taxes, but you know what? Penalties continue to grow quietly in the background, right? So, and another one is not reporting all your income. Remember earlier on we said the US taxes you on worldwide income. One of the silent mistakes, not recording all your worldwide income. Right? That can have serious tax repercussions. And many people also miss out on tax credits. And these missed opportunities may not all show up immediately, but they add up over time. They do.
So, how can families protect themselves from penalties or surprises on tax day, in your view?
Organization. Earlier on, I said simple things like having a tax folder where you put all your tax documents so that when tax time comes, you take your tax folder, you give it to your tax preparer. All your documents are in there, they're complete. It makes life so much easier for the tax preparer, for you also, because you're not stressed out because you know all your documents are on there. So organization is one thing. The next one is do not wait until the last minute. Right. So I do tax planning also in my practice, and I encourage my taxpayers, let's talk during the year. Let's see what tax strategies can be implemented during the year so that when we get to tax time, you are not surprised by the tax result. Oh, why am I owing so much? Right. Or why am I not getting this benefit? If you come to me now, it's February now, we're preparing tax returns. There is no magic that I can do if you did not implement a tax strategy in 2025. So let's not wait until the last minute and let's get organized. Families also should review their tax withholdings during the year. That will also help them avoid that big surprise on April 15. Why am I owing so much money? So being proactive also is another tip that I would say. Be proactive. Look at your numbers before, or ask your expert to help you look at the numbers and explain them to you. Yeah. I think that's what I would suggest, because prevention and being proactive is always cheaper than trying to fix mistakes later.
And I think that's good advice also.
Thank you.
What reassuring advice do you give someone overwhelmed by pressure to get it right?
You don't have to be perfect for you to be proactive, and you don't need to know the tax laws to be proactive. That's what I'm there for. You just need to be able to reach out to me or to another tax expert and have them walk you through the numbers, right? And open that envelope. Don't just sit in silence and avoidance, because the problem is not going to go away. The IRS systems continue to calculate the penalties and the interest if you don't file and you decide to ignore them. And ignoring them or silence actually makes the problem even bigger. So take action is another one. The system may look intimidating, but with guidance, it becomes manageable. The last thing that I want to say is, you're not alone. You're not alone. We are literally here to help taxpayers find their way through this tax maze. I enjoy helping taxpayers and see their faces light up when the tax issue has been resolved, when that tax return has been filed, when I've engaged the IRS and their amount owing has been reduced. That's what I live for. I live for that. So yeah, you're not alone.
Thembi, I thank you so much for your great guidance, expertise, and knowledge, and in sharing with the fellow immigrant community to mitigate their fear of doing their taxes and making fair reporting. And I'm so excited that you're available to help immigrant populations in your community and throughout to be able to get them on the right track and to be able to assist them. Up next, building financial roots in America while still holding on to your identity, culture, and heritage.
Search for Now Media Television on the App Store or Google Play Store. Download our free app and enjoy live streaming of all Now Media TV channels, along with on-demand content, anytime, anywhere. Now Media Television, the first bilingual media network.
Welcome back to the American Immigrant Show. Don't miss a second of the show or any of your Now Media TV favorites, streaming live and on demand wherever and whenever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Spanish. Prefer podcasts? Listen to the American Immigrant Show anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. Covering business, breaking news, lifestyles, culture, and more. Now Media TV is available 24/7. So the stories you care about are always within reach. Welcome back. Financial success in a new country can sometimes feel like it comes at the cost of identity. Let's talk about how immigrants can build stability without losing who they are. The problem facing many in the audience is building financial stability in America feels like must leave part of who they are behind, and it often feels like success means sacrificing identity or heritage. Tembi, I have several questions for you that the audience would like to get your input on.
Sure.
Did you ever feel pressure to change who you are to fit in financially or professionally?
Great topic, by the way, very close to my heart. So in answer to your question, yes. Early in my career, I felt pressure to hide parts of my background in order to be taken seriously. There was this unspoken message that success meant blending in completely. But over time, I realized that my heritage actually gave me a unique strength and a unique advantage and perspective. So from that time that I recognized that, I embraced being authentic, right? And what felt like a disadvantage in the past became my strength. So yeah, the pressure is there. It was there.
And how can immigrants balance honoring their culture while learning new financial systems?
So in my journey, I've actually discovered that it's not about choosing one over the other. Both of them can successfully coexist. You can honor your culture by keeping your traditions, your values, your community ties, while at the same time learning how the US system works, right? So for example, many cultures promote supporting family. Where I come from, we are big on family. As an immigrant in the US, I still continue to support my parents at home, right? So that's the society that I come from. And that value can coexist with building my savings or investing here in the United States. So the key is actually adapting practices without abandoning your identity.
What role do you believe does personal identity play in financial decision making?
So, identity shapes a person's priorities, right? So, if family is central to you or to your culture, you may prioritize sending money home or saving money for children's education. If community is important, instead, you'll invest your time and your resources in collective projects, right? So recognizing these values helps us to invest our time, and it helps us in the decisions that we actually make using for the money that we have. If contributing to my parents' welfare back at home is important to me, that will direct how I save my money, how I invest my money here in the United States. So I don't see money as being separate from my identity. It's actually a reflection of what matters to me most. That's how I look at it.
What advice, Tembi, do you give families who want financial security without losing traditions?
Right. Build that plan that includes your traditions. We talk of saving, we talk of investing. Build those plans and include what is important to you. So, for example, if celebrating holidays with your family is important to you, plan for that, budget for that. I have a cousin who lives in Canada, and she goes home every December and spends a month with her family. It's important to her. So the whole year when she's working, she has that goal in her mind and she's saving up for that because that is what is important for her. If supporting your relative abroad matters to you, make it part of your financial plan. That's what I recommend. So our financial plans and financial security should not mean that we erase our culture. No, it means that we can actually create stability so that our traditions are able to thrive together without creating any stress for us because we have planned for them. So it shouldn't, so my trip home for the holidays is not supposed to stress me when December comes around because I planned for it in January when the year began, and it was part of my financial plan and my financial strategy. That's how I see it.
So that's an awesome way to think about it. However, I would like to ask you to share a moment where embracing your identity helped you succeed.
So I'm thinking of the moment when I actually started working with immigrant clients who felt misunderstood by your mainstream advisors, right? So because I shared their experiences or similar experiences, I could explain things to them in ways that connected to their cultural values. Because my cultural values and their cultural values were similar to a certain point. So that authenticity helped to bring trust, and it allowed me to really grow my practice. Embracing my identity didn't hold me back. It actually opened more doors for me.
Tembi, I'm so excited that you joined us on the show today and that you shared your incredible insight and knowledge of accounting and tax issues and how to help our fellow immigrants and the general public at large. This has been incredibly helpful. Where can our viewers connect with you and learn more about your services?
Sure. I'll start with the phone number 571-577-8448. They can reach us on that phone number. If you want to send an email, hello, hello at my firm name is ATACPAs, right? So let me go back to the email. The email address is hello at ATACPAs.CPA, right? Or you can go to our website, ATACPAs. CPA. You can reach us there. We are on LinkedIn as ATA CPAs. We are on Instagram as ATA CPAs. You can reach us using any of those methods, and we'll be very happy to help you.
I really appreciate that, and I wish you all the best going forward with your career and much success.
Thank you very
Thank
much. I
you.
appreciate being here.
Tembi, thank you for bringing such clarity, compassion, and real-world advice to this conversation. Financial systems can feel intimidating, but with the right guidance, families can move from fear to confidence. Today, we've talked about understanding the system, breaking cycles of stress, overcoming fear, and building financial strength while honoring identity. These are the roots of lasting success in America. I'm Dr. Dennis Burke, and this has been the American Immigrant Show on Now Media Television, helping immigrants turn challenges into strength and opportunities.